My mother, like many Indian mothers, was the original environmentalist in our family. In her reign, everything was reused, from food delivery plastic containers to plastic bags. We didn't think of it as being green. Instead, we thought of her as a professional bag lady. When I came back from abroad, she liked the soaps and chocolates I brought back. But more than anything, she liked the fancy plastic carry bags, which she would fold as neatly as her saris. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. No one was measuring microns then, but there was an unspoken but strict caste hierarchy in her plastic bag hoard. At the top were the deluxe ones, Harrods, for example. Glossy olive green with golden lettering, redolent of royal nostalgia. Next came sturdy and functional. For instance, Dubai duty free. No great sheikhs to look at, but they acquitted themselves admirably. At the bottom of the pile came the plastic bags from local sari shops or Walgreens, bags that crinkled and crackled noisily. When we needed a bag, we would have to put in a request to my mother. She would wait and figure out what level of plastic it warranted and dole it out accordingly, accompanied with triumphant lectures about her eternally unappreciated farsightedness. But now, India feels like it's being strangled by plastic.
They've cleared 12 million kilograms of plastic, and still they find more.
On March 15th, the Maharashtra state passed a proposal banning the use, sale and manufacture of all disposable plastic items.
Tamil Nadu's New Year resolution is to be plastic free. So the state kicked off 2019 by banning single-use plastic.
When we started reading about an impending ban on plastic bags, panic hit our household, not too unlike the dark days of demonetization when nest eggs all over the country were suddenly rendered worthless overnight. It seems strange to think of plastic bags and going green in the same breath, but for us, going green was not about being environmentally conscious, it was about thriftiness, of reusing everything. My grandmother's generation knew how to make vegetable stir fries with just peels and scrapings that would otherwise have been thrown away. What was not used became compost in my grandmother's flower pots. Everything that could be put to use was put to use or saved for another day. Somewhere along the way, everything changed. Every lemon you bought came in its own plastic bag. Everything came with too much packaging as a throwaway culture met a delivery culture. The other day, I went to my local recycle wala with piles of newspapers and bottles. All my life, every couple of months, we would sell these and use the proceeds to treat ourselves to a family dinner. The cry of the recycle wala looking for old exercise books, newspapers, gramophone players was a regular feature of Sunday mornings. But now, even as we are more green conscious, it feels harder to be green in reality. Plastic is easier to find than a jute bag. My local recycling wala was more interested in my sturdy American hefty trash bags than any of the trash I had brought in it. "Could you leave the bag?" he said as he weighed the newspapers. He didn't really want any of the heavy bottles we had lugged over. Glass had no market, he said. But the need has never been more acute. This winter, Kolkata seems under a perpetual grey cloud of smog, a dystopian landscape through which no sunlight penetrates, a smog that leaches into my lungs, making me cough endlessly.
Now let's place this in the context of India, where 14 out of the world's 20 most polluted cities are.
The landfills of Dhapa, on the fringes of the city's consciousness, are smoking because deep in the piles of refuse, garbage is burning. The University of Chicago tells us that Indians lose 5.3 years of life to the air we breathe every day. But no political party talks about the air, even as we choke in diesel smoke and tie handkerchiefs on our faces like a band-aid on a gaping wound, more out of hope than conviction in its efficacy. Yet, there are small signs of hope. Jute bags and cloth bags and banana leaf plates, once the signs of an old and archaic India, are slowly making a comeback. Not a green revolution yet, but perhaps the first tentative shoots of one. Happy Greener New Year. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.